Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA, baby. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Slow the heck down. That's the best advice we can give you today. Just slow the heck down. It's cold. There's black ice on the road. And you're going to slide around. So if you don't slow down, you're going to be in trouble. What are you pointing at there, Kev?
Number three on there. I just saw the guy across the highway going, freeway going a ditch.
Oh, did you? You watched it.
He just went in.
Where?
Right there.
So he doesn't listen to the flag. That's what happened.
Oh, his car is still running.
And there's one up here that's in a ditch, too.
There's one up here. You see, and Ryan Newman had a great point when he said, when it's this cold, the road looks wet. The last thing it is wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's black ice, baby.
This cold, it's black ice. Exactly right. And the size of that vehicle is just a little bit bigger than a go-kart. And so I think it'll be there. It'll be there till March.
And the squirrel walked away. Yeah, my naughty list. Drivers like that on my naughty list because they don't listen to Captain Brian Ewing.
Exactly. That is the voice of Jay Thomas. He's joining us this hour as well. We're going to do a little naughty or nice list.
I'm in.
Are you?
I'm in.
Kev, you got a naughty or nice list?
Oh, yeah.
I've been working on mine. I tell you what, Hallstrom. You're going to join us for a little naughty or nice list? You can come up with a couple, can't you?
I imagine we can figure it out.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's what we're going to do today. And we'll start by saying you're naughty if you're not listening to Captain Ewan.
That's right.
Right? I mean, just slow the heck down. It's amazing. There's a lot of vehicles going in the ditch.
Well, I hope that person isn't, you want everybody listening to What's On Your Mind. But I hope that person isn't right now because we're really ragging them out.
Yeah.
Come walking across the street.
Like my brother likes to say, 20 years of ballet shot right in the you-know-where.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little play-by-play on this vehicle that's in the ditch.
Oh, now they're out in front.
The guy got out of the vehicle.
Yeah, now they're trying to push it out.
You missed the first best part. He was shoveling with his hand.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
You didn't see that?
Yeah.
So he's doing a little shovel job with his hand.
What are people told in wintertime to put in your vehicles?
Yeah, a shovel.
Winter survival kit that includes a shovel.
It does. What else?
A cell phone so you can call a tow truck, you idiot. No, you're not digging your car out of there.
You know what else is important?
Candles, matches.
Is some of those warning signs, the little the flashing
triangle,
signs that
yeah.
you can, triangle,
hazard.
Orange triangle that you can
hazard.
Put out.
A signal, yeah.
Because this is dangerous. What this guy's doing right now is very dangerous.
Very.
It's slick out there.
If should be in his car.
If you open up the back doors of my truck, it looks like I live in my truck because I have so many hats, jackets, boots, sweaters. The whole back is loaded.
Wow. Well, first of all, and again, he's out of the vehicle now, so I think we're safe in giving him some tongue-in-cheek advice. I wouldn't drive that vehicle in the winter. Would you drive that vehicle in the winter? I'd park that baby.
Well, that might be an all-wheel drive, though.
Most
of these new vehicles are. But still, I in this weather, I don't feel safe unless I'm in a big truck.
And people just cruising on by.
What blows me away is the speed at which people travel on glare ice. It's mind-boggling to me. And then I watch them spin out all the time during these times.
And
I see them constantly.
Less than a length of the car in between them and the next car.
Yep. Three, whatever the last storm was, I was heading home, and guy goes blowing by me in a four-wheel drive, and I see him, and he goes to change lanes back into the right lane of the slow lane, and all of a sudden, oh, there he goes. And asked back end, came around, and he went back end first right into the ditch. headlights facing right at me.
Mm.
Yeah, took nothing.
We should probably, North Dakota Highway Patrol, right in front of the flag building on I-29, there is a black four-door crossover in the ditch, northbound lane, just a heads up, because it looks like that thing might be hanging out.
And he's out there.
Yeah, he's out there hand scooping. He ain't getting that out.
Yeah.
Well, it just makes me nervous watching
I know.
In this cold like that.
Yeah.
Man.
Come on, man.
So just.
Oh, there he's getting back in.
Be careful. Right. Be careful. Well, the problem is getting back in that thing's like getting back in a tin can.
Yeah,
I mean, that isn't, you know.
Little cars, yeah.
Not a heck of a lot safer. So, anyway.
Looks like. Am I seeing that right? Did he crunch up the front end a little bit, or is that just snow on
No,
there?
It's just
hard to say. Yeah, hard to say. There's a lot of snow in a ditch, so just be careful. It's just another reminder to slow down. It's black ice, as you heard Captain Ewan say, with 20 below temps. There's no, you can't go normal speeds. So,
well, the three of us sitting here with decades of driving experience in this part of the world, we have a lot of new drivers. We had a lot of new residents in this part of the world that are new to town, and you know, they've never dealt with this before.
Yeah,
and that's no time to, you know, follow the example of the 70-mile-an-hour pickup going by you.
No, exactly.
You know, there's a learning curve, and they're going to learn. And this person across the freeway is learning it right now.
About
right.
3-4 blocks north of Flying J, 32nd, northbound I-29, black crossover in the ditch. Buried pretty good.
All right. I have my first addition to the nice list. So we'll go around and do not nice, naughty list, okay?
You're going to do naughty first?
We'll do naughty first. Okay. And everybody contribute. By the way, we welcome your contributions, folks, at 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, or by text, 237-1590. Naughty or nice list?
No, I'm going to steal this from my show this afternoon.
Well, good. Good. Yes. And we'll be listening. So here's the here's my first addition to the naughty list. You ready for this?
Yep.
Here we go.
But again, we are doing the work. The president has been doing the work at the border since day one. But
AJP.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But
everything's fine at the border. Don't you know?
Yeah.
We've been doing the work at the border.
Again, we are doing the work. The president has been doing the work at the border since.
She's right there. Since day one, Kev.
What work?
Yeah.
Specifically, ma'am, what work, what has been done specifically?
They're working with the cartel to get all these people in.
Yeah, that's the work they're doing.
That's the work they're doing.
There you go.
Come on. And when they're not working on that, the big guy's working on handing out Purple Hearts.
Yeah, from dead people to other dead people.
And you know what the culprit is, don't you? Title 42.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Title 42 is just one piece of the whole thing.
Which now you saw they're not going to lift. They're
right.
They're going to leave in place.
Judge Roberts.
Yes.
Delayed it a few days just to give them time to get their act together. Doesn't mean forever.
Good luck.
But you know who went to court to say we don't like Title 42 and we don't want it in place?
The Biden administration.
The Biden administration.
Yeah.
And now they're running around saying, well, you know, that Title 42 stuff. You know, listen to what she said. This is more KJP, and then I'll go to you guys in a naughty list because I can't get enough of this. Here she is.
And then you have someone like Joe Manchin saying, well, the president has the ability to ask for an extension. He should be asking for an extension because we're at this point where you've got a deadline and a crisis. Is that within the president's authority to do that?
So, look, we remained under a court order to...
A court order that you asked for.
Yeah. With Title 42. That is a court order. That is a court order that is telling us to lift Title 42, and we're going to comply because we follow the rule of law. But it is a court order.
That's
a court order. It's a court order.
We follow the rule of law.
Yeah.
How about the laws about the border?
How about that?
Laws are in place with the border.
What's first on your naughty list, Jay?
Oh, I'm going to go with, I have to go with Texas Governor Abbott. This phony. These politicians.
I'm 100% with you on this.
I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I mean, they are all of them, a majority of them are failing us. This guy, typical politician, talking the big talk, you know, during the election. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Election is over, and what does he do? He's doing nothing.
Yep.
Where's the guard? Where are the 10,000 guard members? Where is the, hey, I'm going to treat this like my state's being invaded? Nothing. He's doing nothing.
You could not be more right.
I mean, it's pathetic when you've got California Governor Gavin Newsom complaining more now about the influx of illegals into his state, which I find just hilarious. And he's complaining more than Abbott. He'll probably end up doing more than Abbott. It's pathetic.
No, you're 100% right. Abbott's bad news. I mean, you know what he is? He is a 100% political animal.
That's what he is.
It's all about politics, and he's saying this, but then doesn't do that, and it's a joke.
I bring up his Facebook page.
He's a Republican, in case anybody doesn't know.
Well, his first thing on his Facebook page is a happy birthday to the United States Space Force, and then it's joining members of the Texas Jewish community for the menorah lighting at the Capitol. Then it's something about paroles, and there's something about Title 42. Way down the post there. Hours ago, yeah.
This is Governor Abbott.
1,000% agree with you,
yeah,
Jay.
100%. Okay, Kev, when we come back, and then Steve on their naughty list. We have naughty and we have nice, and we welcome yours.
I want to throw Wysocki on my naughty list, too.
Do you?
Just because we can.
Yeah.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are getting you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Who's on your naughty or nice list? We're asking today on What's on Your Mind. Special guest Jay Thomas is here, and Steve Hallstrom, too. We're getting their contributions. Yours are welcome as well. Text at Pylon here. I'll get to those. 237-1590 or call us. 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab-and-Go Convenience. What do they got going for you today? Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie sound good? Valley City has that today. There's popcorn chicken bowl in Harwood today. Meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater tot hot dish, both in Glendon and NP Avenue. Oh, Glendon action with tater tot hot dish, Kev. Right there for you.
There you go.
Macaroni hot dish in Euland. And barbecue pulled pork at 45th. Petroserve USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, Kev, who's on your naughty list?
Oh, well, for me, naughty, evil, bad is anything when there's children involved. And when I look at the border and you look at the hundreds of millions of dollars these people are making off the exploitation and trafficking of young children, boys and girls, my naughty list is all full with anybody who's allowing this to continue to happen. And that's the Biden administration, the Homeland Security clown that runs that, Mayorkas, all of them. You're all on more than the naughty list. You are allowing children to be, I can't even imagine the horrors that kids are going through that get trafficked like this.
How'd you like to be a Border Patrol agent? When your life's mission is to secure the border, and you got to look while they're just coming across, can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
Yep. And then get tossed under the under the bus when you're doing your job by the commander in chief.
Yeah. Unreal.
The worst kind of naughty.
All right, so that's DHS Biden. Anybody that has to do all the border czars basically.
Yeah.
Is on your naughty list.
It's all on you.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Hallstrom.
So I was thinking about this, and I'm going to put Elon Musk on the naughty list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here's the thing now.
Okay. Controversy.
So he has shed so much light on what's happening in that cesspool on the back room at Twitter. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he puts out a tweet. You guys want me to resign from Twitter and step down, vote on the poll we're going to do on the website, and maybe I'll resign. I'm like, wait a minute. Why are you resigning? Why are you getting out of this? We need you to keep doing what you're doing. Now, I suppose he could put people that he trusts behind the scenes to do that kind of work, but why is he jumping out of it like that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
He's not. Did you see the breakdown of the why of this? Did you guys see this?
I didn't.
No, I haven't.
I just saw Steve did the poll on should I step down or not, and I kind of thought, like you mentioned, Steve,
I saw a couple,
he's going to put somebody in there he trusts.
A couple tech guys made a post about this. This is all part of his chess game. When he does a big poll like that, and everybody on Twitter jumps in the deep end of the pool to comment on it, he can find the bot accounts.
Uh-huh.
He can, so he's trying to bring the bots, bot accounts, out of the woodwork so he can identify them and they can go back in. And there was something like that that's so, and of course.
Oh, that makes sense. Sure.
Phenomenally, yep. Yes. And a couple of tech guys were like, no.
So what does that mean? That he's not going to abide by it?
In house.
Yeah.
No, he won't abide by it. It's a test.
He's going to go say, hey,
he's testing.
All these yeses were fake.
Exactly. That's what he's.
Oh, well, he had me.
That's the inside word. I mean, that's the inside that I saw over a couple of tech posts yesterday.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's a smart man.
But I do agree with you, Mr. Hallstrom, that it is refreshing to see a guy come in there and just clean up that mess and restore freedom of speech. It's been fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This thing has been like a massive soap opera.
That's awesome.
It's
I'm almost out of popcorn.
I know. Incredible. Okay, let's go to the nice list here and rotate back and forth. I'm going to put snowplow drivers top of my nice list.
Now you took mine.
Is that what you're going to do? I mean, think about what they have been through already this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out there. Harm's way, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Atrocious conditions. So, snowplow drivers on mine.
That was my list, snowplow drivers. And we'll add to that also, public works for all the towns, all the public work directors. Let's not forget law enforcement. Highway Patrol is out there right now helping this person out there. I mean, they're all out there. And it's just been nonstop for days. If it isn't snowing, then it's blowing. And if it isn't blowing, snowing again, icing up. So, yeah, that's definitely all. Alex said I better put her on my nice list, too.
You better.
She's listening in the office.
Yeah, exactly.
My nice list.
Alex, you're on his nice list.
There you go.
Yeah. Kev?
I'm always reminded by our friends at Beverage Wholesalers, distributors of fine Miller products, that when we raise a glass, a can, or a bottle, we always toast law enforcement, our military, our veterans, and our first responders. So they're all on the nice list for me. I'm with you guys 1,000%. mail carriers, mm-hmm. snowplow drivers, people that keep the world running. All on the nice list, you rock.
It's too hard, man. You don't want to forget anybody for the nice list. Right? Let's go back to the naughty list. That's a fun one. Yeah.
It's shorter. Yeah.
Oh, no, we can make that one long, too. Could.
That's true, yeah.
Nice list. Steve Hallstrom.
Okay, so I'm going to put the Minnesota Vikings on there.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. I was going to put them on my naughty list because I can't take this every week.
They have given me and us two of the most memorable football games in one season you could ever hope for. And I still think they could lose by 40 points in the first round of the playoffs to the number 7 seed. I don't trust them any farther than I can throw them. But it has been some kind of a memorable season that I didn't see this coming. And for them, somehow, some way to be 11-3, I don't know that I'm going to put much past these guys anymore. It might just be a team of destiny. I don't know. But it's been unbelievable theater this year.
It's a ride.
Yeah, it has been. You know, I'm not the kind of person that, okay, Saturday, Sunday, you know, 12 noon, I'm going to watch the bike. Like, if I catch it, great. If I don't, you know, that's been my MO coming into this season. I'm not a diehard fan of NFL football. I got other things going on my Sunday. But Kevin O'Connell, early on this year, kind of caught my attention. I just think he's a great coach. Just seems like, you know, so wholesome and down to earth and, you know, younger guy, obviously, but loves his players. And
well, the players respect him as well.
I like the guy. It's hard not to root for him.
He seems like a very good human being.
Yeah.
And he's obviously pretty smart and good at football. My honorable mention, by the way, would be Matt Entz, the Bison coach. This is probably his best coaching job so far. They are banged up like crazy. They got behind in that game the other day to a really good team, and they somehow found a way to win it, and they're not as talented as some Bison teams in the past. They've got a lot of guys out with injuries, and they're still finding ways to get back to the national championship game.
Hey guys, does Frisco have any clue what's about to hit them? Now they've experienced the Bison fans coming down, but now you've got South Dakota. They don't brew enough beer on the planet to keep that city stocked. They have no idea what's coming their way, do they?
Oh, the Jackrabbit fans, they're more of a wine cooler crowd.
The trash talking starts.
You just tossed them so far under the bus, they're all back in third grade. Wow, that's awesome.
I'm just having some fun.
You're right, though, man. It's going to be, I mean, everything I'm hearing, so if there's so much
crowd
because of
an SDSU
rivalry.
Doesn't travel anywhere big as NDSU does, do they?
Oh, I think this is going to be a different story.
I think they will, too. I think they feel like this is the year, and to beat NDSU in the championship game is kind of the last thing they have to do to cement themselves as
a good football
program.
Will
the Dakota marker go down there?
I'm serious.
Oh,
no,
really?
It's just the regular season game.
Oh, that's a shame.
We've got rules. All right, one more quick round of naughty and nice, and I got a lot of text to get to as well, and welcome more. Who's on your naughty or nice list on What's on Your Mind today? We'll give you an update on the stranded vehicle, too, so stay tuned.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. A strong earthquake rocked the Northern California coast overnight. The magnitude 6.4 was reported just after 2:30 a.m. Pacific. The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
Medicines to lower fever, clear congestion, and ease aches and pains are in high demand this winter as the United States is experiencing a rise in pediatric cases of RSV. Parents and caregivers are struggling to find over-the-counter fever reducers. Sales of children's over-the-counter medication are up 80% compared with the same four-week period last year. After a strong push by Republican lawmakers, the Supreme Court wants to debate more about the Title 42 policy before letting it expire. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send.
Who's on our naughty or nice list? We want to know. What's on your mind? Call us at 271-1100. Text us.
Green and bright.
237-1590. And we'll ask Jay Thomas, Kevin Flynn, Steve Hallstrom for their naughty and nice list contributions on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, they've been around since 1908. That's right. Providing high-quality plumbing and heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They started in Bismarck, but now they're everywhere. Find out more about them online at hatandsons.com, H-A-T and Sons. And remember, they are the indoor air quality experts. They really have got the indoor air quality down, which just makes sense. There's bugs in the air. There's, you know, whether it be COVID or some other kind of a virus. Just a good idea to have the best air quality you can in your home, and it's very affordable, or your business, any size location, they can take care of you. All right, so we're back to naughty. Back to the naughty list, and I'm going to put, this is kind of an inside baseball, but I'm going to put this committee, CFIUS,
yeah,
that does the vetting of foreign projects and foreign investment. It's the Committee on Foreign Investment, actually, in the United States, is what it exists for. And it's supposed to be this multi-agency effort to go in and say, hey, does this particular project pose a threat to us?
Sure.
Well, if you don't think Fufeng and a corn milling plant that can reach out and touch the Grand Forks Air Force Base practically poses a threat, you're crazy. But this particular committee punted. They didn't even take it up.
They didn't even punt. They sat on it. One of their federal lawyers could have told them immediately, hey, look, yeah, you can, you have jurisdiction over this, or you don't. They sat on it for what, 45 days, jumped on it? I mean, the whole thing. I had Mayor Bochensky on yesterday from Grand Forks talking about this, and even he thinks it stinks.
You know, I think Grand Forks should just smell the coffee.
Yep.
And say, let's be done with this. I do think, I don't know what sense you got in that conversation yesterday with the mayor, Jay.
I asked him straight out. I said, all right, Brandon, do you want this? Do you feel that this poses a risk to our security? And he said, we want it, but we don't, you know, it's typical. We want it, but we don't want a security risk. So, and I know they were having a big meeting about it last night, so. But you still, there's still other hoops, correct, that the state's got to jump through, that
something,
you've got to get okayed from the state.
Something tells me that
they know it's a done deal and it's not going to happen, they being the city. But
that it's not going to happen?
They know it's not going to happen. But they're playing nice with Fufang so as to not prompt a lawsuit. So
what lawsuit?
Well, the Fufang could come back and say, you didn't, you know.
City did everything that they were.
We went through all this stuff, and you didn't support us. So I think they're very nervous about that whole checklist.
I personally, here's what I think. I think Siffius was on this thing, and I think somebody walked into the office and said, here's what you're going to say. This is going to happen. That's what I think happened.
Maybe.
I mean, come on. They sat on this thing for how many days were they on this? They got 245 tenures on this. They do 45 days, and they still have another 45 days. All of a sudden, just out of nowhere.
They punt. Yeah.
Somebody walked into an office in Washington and said, you know what? Here's how you're going to handle this.
Anyway, they're on my list. I've ticked at them.
All right.
All right, Jay's next after we talk to Mike in Minnesota. Mike, who's on your naughty list?
Well, on my naughty list, it would have to be Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's something else, too. These people there in Grand Forks, did it ever dawn on them that Fufang moves in, that the Air Force might just move out? You ever seen what happens to a town when a base closes? The town dries up. Are they willing to lose all that revenue
from guys
that worked at the base?
You're not wrong, Mike.
I don't know.
Mike, why do you think the base would leave?
Because they don't want to be spied on by the CCP, for one thing.
Well, okay, and I get what you're saying, but did they not have the generals of the powers to be at that base sitting in on this?
They're all privately saying, bad idea.
They are, okay, yeah. Okay.
Bad
all
idea.
Right. And you're right, Mike, a base leaves, you want to see an economy go down real fast, that's what would happen.
Well, there's this new reconnaissance mission coming to the Air Force Base, and that's what I think is the biggest threat. I don't know necessarily the base would leave. But I think that they could pull that new mission, and that's a huge part of Grand Forks' future.
And by the way, you don't have a governor over there. You have an emperor, Mike.
Yeah.
Big spending.
Oh, no kidding.
Thanks, Mike.
To expand the local system in Minneapolis, but the rest of us rocks and cows out here can go sit on a tack. We're not going to give that money to you. You don't need it. You're just a bunch of ignorant farmers and little townspeople out there. It's mind over matter. We don't mind, so
he's
you don't matter.
The metro needs a more light rail.
Yeah.
The metro needs this, and the metro needs more.
Well,
the
metro's got to rebuild after I allowed them to burn everything down here. Yeah, you know, if you look, you know, Scott Jensen,
really.
you look at Scott Jensen, you look at who was it that was running against that other scumbag over there that's the AG. If you look county by county, those two just smoked Walz and Ellison, smoked them everywhere except for the metro.
Yep.
So outstate Minnesota.
Yep. Ramsey County and Hennepin County.
Yep, and St. Louis.
Those guys are so cheap that if Charles Manson ran for governor, they'd vote for him too.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sad to tell you, that's the future. That's not changing. It's not changing in Minnesota. Minnesota's blue because of the Twin Cities. Mike, appreciate the call. 855-200-1776 to weigh in. Next on your naughty list, Jay.
My turn.
Yeah.
They're not on there yet, but they will be, and that will be North Dakota lawmakers that don't get on board with my idea come this legislative session. I am so sick and tired of hearing about how kids do not don't have school lunches. There's the school lunch debt. The numbers were crunched. We have the money. There's a way to do it. I think you want a perk for North Dakota to get families maybe not so much to come here, but maybe think twice about leaving, especially if they have multiple kids. I think every child K through 12 in the state of North Dakota, if you live in North Dakota, you will never pay for a breakfast or a school lunch for your child. That's a great perk. And you know what? The kids don't need to be wondering, do I have money in my account? Am I going to eat today? Let's do it. We got the money. The state is trying to figure out how to keep people here, get people to come here, and they're not looking at the right things. Yeah, we'll do a income tax relief. I'm telling you, you want families, hit them where they're going to feel it. And that is, you got two kids in school in North Dakota, and you're paying for breakfast and lunch? That's a lot of money a year.
This is, they could call this the J. Thomas Memorial Bill.
I'm telling you,
man. Because you've been pushing this.
I have. I don't know why I'm dying on this hill.
Do we know how much this would cost, by
the
way?
I have the numbers. You know what? I'll run back to my office and grab the numbers. I have the numbers. Yeah, I do.
I'm curious.
Those are the numbers that were put together by the North Dakota Department of Instruction. We have the numbers. I'll run and grab the numbers. Because you'll be surprised that it's a lot less than what I thought it would be. But that's who goes on my naughty list.
Right.
They're not there yet.
You're anticipating that they're
I'm
going
anticipating,
to be there.
Though.
Don't assume defeat. I think we can do this.
We'll
I think we can do this. All right, Kev, next on your naughty list.
Oh, man, I got to go. I was going to go with Sam Bankman-Fried because they showed the massive amount of charges this guy is going to be facing. But I'm going to go with Katie Hobbs in the state of Arizona. Apparently the new governor down there, governor-elect. And by the way, breaking news from Carrie Lake, our election case is going to trial. This just broke. Katie Hobbs attempted to have our case thrown out, and it failed. She will have to take the stand and testify. It says, buckle up, America. This is far from over. Katie Hobbs, definitely on the naughty list. You recuse yourself when you're involved in an election that you're a candidate. What's wrong with you?
And if a Republican Secretary of State had not recused themselves in the middle of an election that they were on the ballot, can you imagine the 24/7 coverage?
Oh, my gosh.
It would have been breathless.
How dare they do that? It's the end of democracy.
Yeah.
And they would go on and on about it. Not now. Crickets right now with this. But Carrie Lake is not done with her.
We're also...
Carrie Lake's a rock star.
We're also going to have to... change the narrative of people who say, all these cases about voter fraud have been thrown out of court. They've been thrown out of court.
It's ridiculous.
This one's going to trial. Yeah.
They didn't throw it out in Georgia. They didn't throw it out in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Buckle
up. It out in Nevada.
It's another one. It'll be a high-profile one. All right. You find the school lunch numbers?
Yeah, I have the numbers. So here's what this is according to data from the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction. They figured at about 117,000 public school students, free breakfast would cost around $11 million for 2 years per biennium, okay? For universal lunches, costs would be about $71 million for 2 years. Now, if you do both...
What do you mean universal? What is that?
That everybody gets free lunch. That's called universal.
So it's about $80 million over 2 years.
About $80 million over 2 years for both.
I'm confused on why the $11 million and $11 million is
$11 million is for breakfast.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you do breakfast and lunch, you're looking at around $80 million.
I got it. I didn't know we were feeding kids breakfast in the morning.
We do. Yes. But you do that, and here's how you do it. You set up just like all these. We have a legacy fund. We have a school lands trust. We have all these funds. Take a half a billion dollars, $500 million, stick it in an account, okay? You take the interest, and the interest off that account is what's going to pay for this. You don't touch the principal. This can be done. And, you know, I mean, what a great perk for people that live in North Dakota that have kids, man.
I think that's the best point of that. That's an attractant.
It is.
That's a reason we're trying, and it's a reason to make people stay here. So like you said, they get a degree, they do it, they start a family, and then they end up leaving.
Here's another problem.
That's a perk.
For a family of four in North Dakota, and I don't know if this is federal or state, a household income above $36,075. So if you make $36,076, you are disqualified for free meals for your kids. That's a house of four. That is pretty darn low.
Sounds like poverty.
A household income above $51,338 disqualifies you for the reduced meal program. At least if they can raise those.
Keep pushing on that, brother. Keep pushing on that.
There you go.
We need Hallstrom's Naughty, and then we're going to go crazy on these texts. Rapid fire. Your answers to the big question of the day. Naughty or nice? Who's on the list? What's on your mind?
Hey, it's Scott Hinton, and you're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your value. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are getting you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of a hot tub and a sauna together in the ultimate Everyday Made Better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide.
We have freed the go kart, ladies and gentlemen. It's been freed.
You go about four blocks on the interstate and back in it goes.
Yeah. So how we started the hour was a little concern over vehicle in the ditch. I got to give them full credit, though. They came out with one of those, I don't know what that was.
Slip it under the tire to give you traction to push out. Yeah.
Looked like it was, maybe they'd been in the ditch before.
Well, he finally pulled the winch cable out of the front of the Jeep and helped him get out.
Oh, did he winch you? Did he?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
He's pulling out. I'm like, why isn't it the first thing you did?
Yeah, no kidding.
Clearly haven't done this before.
Wow. All right. Who's next? Steve in the naughty list.
Okay. So, I'm no fan of Joe Biden. I think he puts his foot in his mouth. I think anybody who voted for him should have been embarrassed because you knew this was coming. However, on my naughty list today are the people that are so outraged and offended by what Joe Biden said last week. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this was a press conference that Joe Biden apparently, or that he had, and he said, I'm going to try to play this here off my PC, the following.
You're the best. Thank you. I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid. I married Dominic Giacoppa's daughter, so, you know, I got a little Italian.
Okay, so the outrage from conservatives and Republicans on this just made me say, seriously, you guys, we have to stop being so offended at every little thing, and we can't say it about the other side if that's how we're going to act, too. Yeah, he's Irish himself. He's making fun of his own people. Stop it. This is nothing to be outraged about.
And as a proud Irish American, you can kiss my hind end, Joe.
Wow.
Put your butter in the crack where the sun don't shine, boy. Take your ugly Irish horse walking.
I'm with you.
All right, listen, I'm in to hang it out on the show, guys, but I got to walk to the window because traffic is coming to a standstill again.
There's another accident.
Oh, no.
There's another, and this one spun all the way around and is now southbound, pointed southbound in the northbound lane. So, and all the highway patrolmen did from this other accident we were watching say, oh, I'll just head up here. I know it is. And again, this is just another reminder of where we started earlier today.
Yeah.
Captain Niewen, North Dakota Highway Patrol, said, look, there's no way that you can drive regular speeds with these kind of road conditions. It's this cold. There's black ice. Be careful. So it's everywhere. So please slow down. Will you please? Slow down. All right, let me rip through the naughty and nice list from some of our texters here, okay? Naughty list, all Republicans who voted for McConnell.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget who owned the land and sold it to Fu Feng. Political. Well, yeah, I don't know if they knew all the details.
Private landowner. Hey, look, you're going to give me all this money for my land? I'm going to sell it.
To the Chinese? Would you sell land to the Chinese?
But does the landowner know?
That's honest. A good question. Yeah, that's a very good question. Don't blame the people of Grand Forks. We've been pushing for a vote on this, and they do everything to silence us, meaning the leadership. All right? Naughty, says this listener, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, PBS, for ignoring real news for the last 5 years and reporting lies daily. May the world wake up and bankrupt them all by canceling cable networks that won't allow you to choose only channels you want to support, which leaves no cable networks, unfortunately. Alphabet soup of the networks belongs on the naughty list, doesn't it, fellas?
Definitely.
Yeah. MSM. Here's another. Naughty list. Biden for all the corruption in Ukraine and China. We kind of danced around Biden, but we didn't really get to Biden himself, so.
Well, I mean, I think we all just assumed he was going to be on all our naughty lists. You know, I mean, come on, this has got to be one of the most corrupt families to ever take
Washington.
We just
assumed that Biden
exactly.
was on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Nice list. AM 1100, the flag crew, baby. Thank you. J. Thomas, the man, one of my heroes.
What?
He's one of our heroes.
Thanks,
one,
Mom.
One
Thanks,
of our
Mom.
Heroes for proposing this idea on school lunch. We like it. Truckers. Truckers belong on the nice list for sure.
Amen.
Hospice workers and caregivers. That's a good one. Farmers and ranchers who take care of cattle through the cold, snowy winter months.
Oh, good one there.
A very good one. You aren't a kidding. My gosh. Yeah.
Guys, just remember, most of the world can't see you or watch the scene on the road.
True. Sorry. We should probably close the shades in here.
I did say that it was in the northbound lane, a vehicle pointing southbound, so that should be a pretty good visual for you. Now the highway patrol is gone to the opposite side of the northbound lane of I-29, and he is, in fact, trying to put up a perimeter to direct traffic. He's out there in this cold directing traffic.
And I got
to
say, Scott, the highway patrol, they really came with their game on today.
Yeah.
Great performance.
They're dressed in
a yellow color with you there, buddy.
Highway patrolman is dressed in a yellow vest and a John Candy-like cap from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Nice.
He's got the flaps going. Let's see what else we have here. Carrie Lake is on my nice list. She's the left's nightmare. Her lawsuit on the fraud is proceeding. We mentioned that. Good news. Happy holidays, says the listener from Payson, Arizona, where I'm wintering. Yeah, we're going to get a little disgruntled with this person here. First timer. No shoveling. No ice black.
no wind, no lawns to mow. I enjoy Scott and Kevin live on What's on Your Mind. Kevin, are you and Alex on the show before ever live? Don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, not every morning, but it's your Friday.
Yeah, every morning.
They're live.
Six, eight,
exactly right. A couple more naughty and nice lists. Thank you, Jay. Thank
you, brother.
Kev, Steve. Appreciate it. Fun little exercise on What's on Your Mind.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.